Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Destination on the planet. I'm Alex Worley. Welcome to Business Rockstars. Now over to Pat O'Brien.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Jacqueline Schaefer. Hi. You're a rockstar-let, I guess, right? How are you, Jacqueline?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. Nice to have you in here. Jacqueline's all about beauty, as you can see, and skin beauty.
Yes.
I think that's got to be the rising industry of all of them, right?
Yes, it's
because we all get. How many times have I said to you, what's my skin look like? You know? I mean, we all want to look good, mm-hmm. and there are so many different products.
Yes.
It's confusing.
Yes. And a lot of misguiding claims and what actually works, it can get overwhelming. So I just want to bring clarity to the industry so women are actually getting the results right. that they want.
Jacqueline has got a line of skin beauty products, which are awesome. And I better have a box of them at my door when I get home. But let's talk about you. You are the Renaissance woman. You're a medical doctor.
Yes.
You were a black belt in karate when you were like 9. How old?
12.
12.
Mm-hmm.
That's 9, by the way. And did the Junior Olympics. What motivated you to do all this?
Which part?
All of it.
Well, I have a lot of energy, and I come from a family of just go-get-them type of personalities,
right.
and it was also a family thing. My whole family and I, we did karate together, so that was one of the main pillars that got me going into athletics, and then I just fell in love with running, and from there, everything else fell into place with medicine. I come from a family of medical doctors, mm-hmm. and so all this love kind of stemmed from the household.
Right. And you lived in Budapest for a while.
Yes, I did.
I've spent a lot of time in Budapest, and it's a great, great, great city, isn't it?
Yes.
It works.
Yes, it does.
And nobody ever goes there. Like, why don't Prague and Budapest should be the number one vacation spots?
It's definitely a lot of fun,
and it's very,
yes, and great cafes, and food, and the goulash, and it's just the atmosphere is breathtaking.
It's ridiculous. So your parents were the big influence, right?
Yes.
And they motivated you, and were you one of those kids who was always getting A's, doing all the extra stuff, and...
Yes.
Teacher's pet.
Not teacher's pet, but...
Yes, you were, Jacqueline, I can tell.
I love to work hard and play hard.
Mm-hmm. Now, what did they do in your upbringing to do that? Because you've done so many great things.
Well,
they talked. You have talks about it.
Yes, definitely at the dinner table. Both of my parents come from families that have had to have struggle, and knowing the value of hard work, dedication leads to great things. And they instilled that in me when I was very little, and I just followed up to that,
yeah,
and I love it.
And it worked.
Yes.
So did you always want to be an entrepreneur?
Yes.
You did?
Yes. Yes. I remember being little.
Who grows up wanting to be an entrepreneur? Actually, most everybody who sits here does.
Yes. I've just known that everything that I've always done, I've either been a captain of a team or I've taken charge in a project, and I just love being a leader, and I love encouraging others, and I love the follow-through and the results that it gives.
That's a great answer. What setbacks did you have? Don't say I didn't have any.
Oh, no, I definitely had them. Let's see here. There's also confidence involved in there, self-doubt. Another setback would be...
fear is the biggest
one.
Yeah,
fear is...
That's the most awful, and it's the one that's controlled by your ego, and it's not true. Mm. Most things you fear...
It's just you stopping yourself.
It's you talking to yourself.
Yes.
So you gotta erase that, you know that.
Yes.
So you're spiritual as well, right?
I definitely.
Yeah. And what do you do with that? Do you meditate?
Oh, definitely I meditate, for sure. That is very important. You need to quiet the mind, get centered, and it definitely, you'll see the results in your everyday life.
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of CEOs. I'm Pat O'Brien. Jacqueline Schaefer is our guest. We're talking about skin in a minute, and moving forward and being the class angel. So when you meditate, can you clear your mind? Like, how long do you meditate?
It takes a long time for me, and one of my best forms of meditation is actually running by myself.
Me too. I love it.
I have to be alone. I need to just, I feel like it's a detox. Mm-hmm. I'm letting the energy, the bad out, and letting the good come in, and that's been one of my biggest recommendations for people, is you have to have time for yourself.
All right, and I think we'll get to that in a minute too. We're getting to a lot of things in a minute. What did you study in Budapest?
I went to medical school there, and it was...
Why there?
Well, I'm a dual citizen of the United States and of Sweden, so having half my family's from Europe, they were like, that's it, we're getting you out of the U.S. and exposing you to more, and that was one of the best things ever, because you learn to work with so many different people, especially it being so international, having someone from Iran to someone from Canada, and just different personality traits, and it just opens your mind. And I think when you have an open mind, more possibilities.
Yeah, it makes you a citizen of the world. I mean, it really does. That sounds phony, but it's not.
But it's important, because you can actually understand people from different cultures, and then you can connect. And I think that's what people are looking for, especially in business. People want to work with people who are open-minded, not closed-minded. It's a big turnoff.
It's a big thing to have on your resume and in your soul. So when you got back, you started a practice, right?
Actually, I didn't. It was because my mother had skin cancer.
That's right.
I didn't go into my residency. I was accepted,
right.
Which was a blessing.
So you were talking about your mom and the skin cancer. So that was your practice.
Definitely. And of course, I did my clinicals in Europe and also in the United States. So I've had practice. And but with my mother, she's my everything, and I, there's nothing more important than that, and I had to take care of her.
Can't give up on your parents.
Never.
Never. Who's your mentor? Or favorite entrepreneur?
Robert Kiyosaki.
And he is?
Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Oh, yeah, he is Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because you get to...
It's a great book, by the way.
And it's so true. It couldn't be more accurate. I want to say that, and also Estee Lauder is another person I look up to as well. It doesn't matter where you start in life. It's all about having a team base, and I think that is what sets back a lot of people. It also set me back, and the whole ego thing, and having someone who has gone through that and through the books and his courses, you get to see the full picture, and that is very important when you're going in the beginning stages of your business. Am I doing it right? And you know, what am I doing wrong? And having that mentor to guide you, to get you where you want to go, is imperative.
And asking questions.
Absolutely.
And not be embarrassed to it. You know?
Yes, ask
I'll ask
away.
Anything. I don't care.
Yeah. You know? You're only going to get smarter.
Yeah. There's no bad questions. It's the bad answers. But no bad questions. You wrote a book yourself, Irresistible. What's it called? Irresistible You?
Yes.
Yeah, was it about me?
You're a charmer. It's about making smart solutions to get clear, radiant, youthful skin. And it's just this world, our industry, is there's so many misguiding information, and I wanted to give clarity to women so no matter what skin type they have, they can go into their section and read about it and know the science behind it, what actually causes it, and how to heal it in a natural way, and also stuff in terms of nutrition and what to put on your skin, what's actually going to serve the individual.
How did you help your mom?
What we did was we went through her lab, so we use a combination of Western and Eastern. You definitely want to make sure what you're doing on a lifestyle basis is the nutrition factors, you're getting the right foods that are going to heal your body back to health. And then the Western, how are her hormones, what's her blood levels? And through there, I was able to discover so many things about how the skin actually works. Mm-hmm. Eastern and Western, that today she's cancer-free, and I wanted to write about it so every woman can feel beautiful and get the answers they're searching for.
Feel beautiful, that's the key, right?
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining
us. Thank you for having
me. The products is Chic Beauty. The book is Irresistible You, and she's Jacqueline Schaefer. Thanks for being in here.
Thank you for having me.
This has been Business Rockstars. We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of beautiful entrepreneurs. I'm Pat O'Brien. See you next time.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text DISCOVER to 35517. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 88% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, text DISCOVER to 35517. That's DISCOVER to 35517.
May 1st is Law Day, a day to celebrate the American justice system. Law Day was conceived by the American Bar Association during the Cold War massive displays of communist military power on May Day, and to demonstrate that true strength comes from the rule of law, not tanks and troops. The ABA asked President Eisenhower to issue the first Law Day proclamation back in 1958. And today, it's commemorated with educational programs organized by schools, community groups, and civic organizations nationwide. Linda Klein is president of the ABA, the nation's largest lawyers organization.
The law is absolutely vital to our democracy. Today, when it seems that we are a nation divided, there is one thing we can agree on: treating every American equally under the rule of law. That's what binds this nation together.
For more information about Law Day and Law Day events in your area, go to lawday.org. That's lawday.org.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information.
800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129.
Now let's go to Mark Lack.
I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Joining us right now is Siobhan Moran. She's the president and CEO of Energetic Solutions. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
I'm excited.
I'm excited as well.
I've been watching the show a while.
Especially since we're friends.
I know, right?
It makes this fun.
It totally does.
So what is Energetic Solutions? What is your company?
So it's designed to take business principles and softer, subtle principles into mindset, business building, strategy, technology, technique, all of the different things that it requires, business sales, all those things, and bring them into one whole. Because generally what happens is, you know, I mean, think about this. Like when you go to school, you go to math and then you go to science and so on and so forth. And nobody at the end says, well, here's your bow, other than you get a great big, you know, diploma.
They're all separate things.
They're all separate. And so at our company at Energetic Solutions, we bring them all together. Okay. So it really helps people have a higher trajectory more easily.
So I've been to your events before, which are amazing. And some of the things that you try to teach people, kind of what you were just saying here, is, you know, the woo-woo, the energy stuff. Some people most commonly would know of, like, a Deepak Chopra, who talks about mind, body, and spirit, and how everything is energy and vibrations and law of attraction. You take that and go even deeper with it, but you teach people how to overcome kind of like the woo-woo stuff and understand how this is real, there's science that backs this stuff, and here's how it's either been impacting your life and you're not even aware of it, and here's how, now that you can first increase your awareness around it, how you can actually take this and integrate it into your life and benefit from it financially and so many other ways. So do you want to talk about what some of those woo-woo things are about the energy?
Totally. So here's something. The first thing that comes to my mind is most people don't know their numbers.
What do you, what do you even
numbers,
mean by numbers?
Like, do you know how much is in your bank account at all times? Right? Do you know how to find somebody who's going to help you know how much is in your bank account, right? So really we just go on a hope and a prayer. And particularly whenever you get off into your own business, you know, you got your idea, you're going for it, and people are going to start paying you.
You haven't been knocked down yet.
Yeah, you get your first client, and it's like, yay! And then you realize you got to pay rent. And then you realize that you probably want to do this again, and you don't have a system. And the beginning of everything, even in the universe, is numbers. Ones and zeros, right?
So I take, you're a programmer.
I'm a programmer, right? Ones and zeros. We start at prime numbers. And you take that back to that principle and say, okay, how does that apply to where I am in my body, my brain, my life, and my business? If you can't pay your rent or you're meditating on a problem, you're going to have more problems. How does that apply to the numbers that are in your bank account? So I take all of those very esoteric, you know, Einstein said this, and Deepak Chopra said this, and Steve Jobs said this, and I bring them all together. So what occurs is it really flows in the business. So numbers is one. The other thing is, we tend to have the concept from coming from the industrial age, harder work gets more results. And that's going to burn us out. That was my story.
And it is true to a level, right? It's like the harder I work, the luckier I get. But I always just want to find the way to hack it and get the shortcut.
I'm telling you.
And, you know, some people would think, I think a lot of the times too, as growing up, we've been conditioned that you know, taking the shortcut is a bad thing and
don't break the rules.
And if you're not a hard worker, then you're just trying to skate by and it's not a good thing.
Yeah.
And so screw that. I've studied enough where it's like, yeah, it's about working smart. We all have the same 24 hours in a day. Mm. And I think the hardest workers are people that do manual labor.
Mm.
So don't try to make the hard work thing as a comparison, because, you know, you can grind 18 hours, but if your hands at the end of the day don't have calluses on them, maybe you didn't really work that hard.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, I think it's all about working smart. And I love how you take that and integrate that into the business teachings.
But there's one thing that happens with every single person. You said it earlier, a bump in the road, or everything's going great, and then you have those moments, right?
Yeah.
And then you end up getting this place I call Poopyville.
Yeah.
You've heard me say that. And Poopyville is when things just really suck.
Mm.
And what do you do? And it's like people say, oh, let it go, just get over it. That doesn't work. And as many times as people have said that to you, it's never going to change.
Yeah.
And so I have all of these hacks to get you back into your flow state. And flow state is exactly where we're meant to be.
So I want to talk about flow state, because I don't think a lot of people know how to, even if they know what it is, they don't know how to get into
it.
CEO of Energetic Solutions, Siobhan Moran, is joining us. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. So flow state is what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
Some people know about it, like, you know, you get into flow state, you watch professional athletes, they get into a flow state, and that's when they start making all the shots.
Mm-hmm.
Or you get into a flow state on stage when you start speaking after the first 2 or 3 minutes of being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Then you get into a flow state or an interview. I always like to skip ahead on stage or skip ahead on interviews, because that's when the people get into a flow state.
Totally.
So how do people get into flow state?
Yeah, first of all, most times we're circling outside of our body. So that sounds really a little kind of out there, but we're really worried about what's next rather than what's now.
Okay.
And whenever we're worried about what's now, whenever we're here with what's now, we're actually grounded and anchored. Imagine you're standing out on the grass with your feet and your toes standing on the grass. And what happens is that grounds you into the earth. And it's like a grounding plug of electricity.
Yeah.
So you're anchored in. And then what happens is you can start getting into flow state. And every time you're out of flow state is when you're squirrel, Facebook,
So they're focused on what's next instead of what's happening now. Back
exactly.
to kind of like people always hear, you know, practice being more present. So first, to get grounded and get into flow state, you have to be present.
Mm-hmm. You have to be really anchored in the moment.
How did you even get into this? Take me back to the beginning of your story.
Oh my God.
What led you into, you know, from programming into spiritual development into business coaching? How did your journey take you to where you are?
First business, 11 years old. I was mowing lawns because I wanted a blouse that my parents wouldn't pay for. Not that they couldn't afford it, they just said they wouldn't.
It's either a blouse or a bike or a toy
something.
Or something.
It's a something, right? And so I went, you know, I'm a little girl mowing lawns, and I picked the biggest lawn because I wanted the most amount of money. I wanted that blouse in 5 mows is really the way I thought about it. That's how I thought about it. So that was the first one.
Launch me ahead. Go on to college.
Yeah,
after.
Yeah. So was a programmer at 14 because my mom wanted me to be a programmer. I wanted to be a model. My mom wanted me to be a programmer. Right?
Two completely different spectrums.
Totally different things. And I loved it. I was really good at it. They accelerated me through school, did that in college. And I had this other thing that I wanted to do, which was art. Mm. So left brain, right brain. And I didn't know until recently that those really were synchronistic. And so then, you know, fast forward, wanted to live in California, made that happen. First moved out here, and the first company I go to work for, coolest entrepreneurs ever. Right?
What was that?
It's not like I ever wanted to be an entrepreneur. It's just they were amazing.
Yeah.
The guy who invented the under-desk keyboard drawers and the articulating arms. They were the first inventors of that. Yeah, I've been doing this since I was 12. And
that's what really excited you about the possibility of entrepreneurship?
I just watched what happened. I mean, there was 12 of us. There were a little few of us, and we had this giant building. We were going to fill it, and we were going to sell it. And this was the whole mission the whole time around. So we get into this, and I'm doing marketing, I'm doing sales, I'm doing customer service, I'm doing computer programming, I'm doing imaging, I'm doing writing. And I was like, this is what I want to do. This is important.
I love that. So that was kind of like the spark that happened, which I always like to find out, you know, what was the spark that triggered you to want to be an entrepreneur? We'll be right back with Siobhan Moran. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
Put America first with the new president. We have a new theme. In this day and age, putting America first is not selfish or greedy. It is self-preservation. It's preserving the Constitution and the rule of law. The opposite is putting America second and sacrificing ourselves and our country for someone else, ignoring our Constitution and the rule of law to try to satisfy those who will not be satisfied until America is no more. Contrary to progressive ideologues, putting America first does not mean we are not generous, caring, and compassionate. Putting America first starts with the individual and ends with the world. If one wants the world economy to do well, America's economy must do well. And for America's economy to do well...
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Let's go to Mark Lack.
I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Joining us right now is Siobhan Moran. She's the president and CEO of Energetic Solutions. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Excited to be here.
So give us a quick recap. Who are you and what do you do?
Like I said, Siobhan Moran, Energetic Solutions. I take ideas and concepts of ideas and help them be profitable so they can either exit or stay in profit and grow. So unstuck and unwound into super success.
So a lot of people struggle with that stuff.
Yeah.
What are like maybe the top problems people come to you with? Or maybe they come to you having a problem, they don't even know what it is. Kind of like, you know there's a problem with the pipes, you just don't know which pipe to fix. The plumber does. So for you, you come into these businesses and you help people not only with issues in their business, but sometimes, or a lot of the times, issues that's happening in their personal life and whatever those different areas may be that go into affecting their business. So what are some of the common problems people have?
Not wanting to address a problem. Really, they want to put their head in the sand. And a story comes to my mind where a guy who was an inventor of some little special knife, and he was about to lose his company, a bunch
like
of
lawsuits. Like a little Swiss Army knife?
Yeah, kind of like cool. I don't know. It was great. It's like every business needs it, apparently. So it's
of course,
like one of those.
Really, says him, right?
Well, no, actually,
it really does.
And he was actually going to have his patent taken away by some other big behemoth. Hmm. And his whole stuck point was he hated sales. He did not want to have anything to do with sales, so he hired a guy who supposedly knew a lot about sales.
Supposedly.
And he was a really good salesman. However, he made a lot of promises and did a lot of really interesting things.
So a snake oil salesman.
Kind of.
Not an integrity.
Kind of. And so what occurred was the business owner, my client, was about to lose his entire organization. It was $11 million at the time. And he was involved in all these lawsuits. And I really got him to understand that he's already selling. And I taught him how to sell into his organization. And then we moved that guy out. We had him hire some new attorneys that were more integrous and more aligned. And the really cool part about it is he actually sold the bigger company who is going to take him down into giving him his patent back.
I love that.
Yeah.
So tell me something you just brought up right now I want to address, and that is tell me about what do you mean that he's already selling? Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you mean because my background is in sales and psychology and influence. Yeah. And, you know, two-year-olds sell their parents on giving them more candy or whatever. Maybe I'll give a million examples. But what do you mean for the people out there who go, oh, I hate selling. I completely relate with that guy.
Right?
I want to start my own business or have my own business, and I hate the selling part of it. What do you mean by we're always selling or he's always selling?
So if you, we always have to start with this, ourselves, right? If you don't know how to sell yourself or how you sell yourself on ideas, you actually won't know how to take that outside of yourself. So you're actually selling yourself on things or out of things moment in and moment out.
You're selling yourself on the fact that you're not good at sales.
Going into the movies. You want to go to a movie, you don't. You're selling yourself on the fact that sales is sleazy and sales shouldn't be such. And, you know, all of the great business owners from however far back you want to go really talk about sales in lots of different language sets. So we have to start with selling ourselves and loving the sales process, meaning I love when people sell me. Yeah. This is just
the art of the game, right?
Well, because it really just means that they know themselves and they're really saying yes to a higher purpose and vision.
I think a lot of that has to do with clarity as well. People don't have a lot of clarity on either where they want to go, or if they do, they don't know how to get there.
Yeah.
President and CEO of Energetic Solutions, Siobhan Moran, is joining us. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. What is one of the best things you feel like you bring to the table when you're working with a client? If it's a business client, they have a business, they're struggling with XYZ problems, doesn't matter any of that. What do you feel like you bring to the table that's one of the most beneficial things for a business?
When I talk with a business owner or somebody who's starting out, it's like I can see the map of where they need to go and how many detours are already in the map. So I really zone in on the one thing that is going to take people or that business or that idea into clarity and success and profit. So what can happen is freedom. And so as an entrepreneur, as far as I have ever worked with the thousands and thousands of entrepreneurs I work with, is everybody wants freedom, you know, freedom from being told what to do the way other, you know, the corporate people.
That's like the ends value. People say, I want more money, but you really just think that having more money will lead to more freedom.
People just, you know, I mean, getting to the freedom point. So clarity is super, super clear. Most people are lacking clarity. They don't know how to get to the next step, and they don't know where they are completely quitting. So most people actually quit every day in
some way. Give me an example.
So you want to, let's say 3 days later after you've decided that you're going to get up at 5:30 in the morning every single morning, then 3 days later you're like, I'm good.
I'll throw myself under the bus. I've done that before.
Right? And so it's really about quitting on that circumstance before it has yielded the result. So it's like 3 feet for gold, right? So you quit before it gets to the true, true end result. I call that being addicted to the chase. And more entrepreneurs or people who are in the startup phase are more addicted to the chase than actually getting the reward.
Kind of like a lot of the times that happens with dating. Sometimes people are more, you know, they enjoy chasing the girl than they do once they have her. They're like, eh, now I've got it, on to the next. Yeah. And it's like they wanted it so bad, and then they finally get it, and then they realize they don't really want it anymore because what they wanted was the chase.
Yeah.
And that happens in business, you're saying?
It happens in business a lot. It happens in business when you're going for a number or a goal. I have a client who was a really good real estate salesperson. She was making about six figures when we started, and she wanted to hit $1 million. Many years ago, she'd always almost gotten there. She wanted to hit $1 million. I'm like, piece of cake, I can get you there. And I can actually get you more time off. And I can get you more focused and more time with your family and things streamlined.
By working smarter, not harder?
By working smarter, by working energetically, by having really simple rules and clarity. Rules that are like easily breakable, but are going to get to the end result. So we took her through this process of letting go of what wasn't working and addiction to the chase. And here's the really cool thing. The number she really only ever wanted to get to was 750,000. That was her actual benchmark.
So back to clarity.
So back to clarity, because what we discovered was the million was really just not what she wanted. 750 was exactly the lifestyle that she was going to get, the income she was going to get. Everything was going to work in her
favor. And that meant more energetic alignment when she actually had clarity on what she really wanted.
Totally, yeah.
So, go on, what are you going to add?
And so what for her occurred was a huge amount of revelation that she didn't have to be addicted to the chase for the million. She would get the number and use that number to her advantage.
And I love that because I feel like so many times people are addicted to arriving at the destination instead of recognizing that even when you get to the million, it's going to be what's next.
Yeah.
What's next? What's next?
Totally.
So
happened to me.
Kind of a cliche question, but I feel like it's really good because either A, something new comes up that somebody goes, oh, that's one that I haven't heard before, or B, there's so much repetition that hopefully people go, wow, the one common pattern I've seen among successful people is they all start to say the same thing in different ways. So the question is, what do you feel like are three, and it could be more or less, but what do you feel like are three things every beginning entrepreneur needs to know on their journey?
Needs to know. Ooh, that's always the biggest question
needs
ever,
needs to know, needs
it?
To be aware of, needs to be prepared for.
That every time that it feels uncomfortable, stick with it. You're just about close. Like, the more uncomfortable it is, the more nervous you are, the closer you are.
That should be easy because, I mean, I feel like being an entrepreneur is relatively always uncomfortable if you're reaching for big goals.
Exactly. That's one. Love discomfort, really. Go for the discomfort.
So that's number one.
Understand that fear doesn't have to be your enemy, right? And
look at it as your friend. Because I've heard some people say, you know, look at fear as your friend, or look at fear as, you know, it's there to protect you. It's there to, you know, keep you safe. So
I think fear is the greatest motivator that is an untapped resource in our brain. And we just haven't really harnessed those energetics and taken them to the next level and put them into our business. So actually, there's a technique to just harness that and bring that in.
I think just to add to that, I think one of the best ways I look at reframing fear is instead of being afraid of the failure that could happen in regards to, like, if I go for $1 million and I don't achieve it, reframe it and be more afraid of what will happen if you never did try to become your best self. You know, be afraid of the regrets, be afraid of what you would be wishing you did on your deathbed, than instead sitting on your deathbed and being like, wow, you know, I'm so happy I didn't take those risks. I'm so happy. So it's reframing fear instead of I'm afraid of what's going to happen now. No, I'm afraid later in life that I will regret not taking these risks. And so it's using fear, but in a way to actually motivate you to take action and push through being uncomfortable because you're more afraid of what you could have missed out on and the risks and the regrets you could have.
Yeah, so just on that for another moment, I think the important thing is most people have the fear of being homeless.
And being homeless.
Homeless. Yeah.
Like an unconscious fear? Like, because I haven't felt a lot of people express in those words.
Yeah, it's called the bag lady syndrome.
The bag lady syndrome.
Yeah. And so what occurs is often it works against most people whenever they're in that circumstance. And really use that to your advantage to be like, no, I am totally, totally breaking free from that to that next level. But most people succumb to it and then keep themselves smaller. So that just in case, you know, just in case. So yes for three. So I would say
one of them was love being uncomfortable.
Love being
the second one was fear.
Is no bag lady syndrome.
No bag lady syndrome. And our third one?
And the third one is understand energy. So every time you're around somebody who you feel like is sucking the life force out of you, you've heard of these things of surround yourself with the most people that support you and encourage you. But there's an energetic dynamic that occurs that is going to propel and feed you forward.
Siobhan, a pleasure having you on the show.
Thanks.
Thank you. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
Career burnouts can affect anybody. Follow these short tips to help you stay focused at work and not flame out by the end of the year. I'm Pat O'Brien with the Business Rockstars Minute. Step one, change your work environment. If you can, try working from a different place. If the weather is nice, find a spot outside or spend the day working from a coffee shop or a library. Sometimes a simple change in scenery can be refreshing enough to help you recover from burnout. Step two, get an outside opinion. Sometimes you're too deep in your problems to be able to see a way out. An outside influence, whether it's a trusted friend, counselor, or family member, can be instrumental in helping you fashion a healthy plan to move forward. Step three, don't give up. The thing about battling burnout is that everybody is different. What worked for somebody else might not work for you. But the bottom line is to never give up. I'm Pat O'Brien, and this has been a Business Rockstars Minute.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text DISCOVER to 35517. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 88% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, text DISCOVER to 35517. That's DISCOVER to 35517.
Not available in all states.
Mom, look! Frozen yogurt! Can we get some?
Wow, a frozen yogurt robot. I've never seen anything like this.
Look at all the toppings!
I want sprinkles!
Go ahead, sweetie. Choose what you want. Here it goes. Oh, wow! It's actually building my yogurt! And there are my sprinkles! So how does it taste? Amazing! Want a taste?
A taste? I want my own.
That was the sound of a delicious frozen yogurt being served by an actual robot. It was the sound of a Reese & Irby's Froyo robot. A fully automated, revolutionary robotic vending machine that serves 7 different flavors of delicious frozen treats with up to 6 toppings in under 60 seconds. Customers choose their flavors, select their toppings, and the robot does the rest. Amazing Froyo creations at any high-traffic location. Malls, hospitals, movie theaters, practically anywhere. You can now own a package of your own Froyo robots as an exclusive franchise opportunity. Want to learn more? Simply go to FroyoFranchising.com and enter promo code 5353. That's FroyoFranchising.com. Promo code 5353. Reese & Irby's is a subsidiary of Generation Next Franchise Brands, a public company, VEND.
Hey, remember a couple of years ago when we thought we'd save some money with do-it-yourself window coverings?
Unfortunately, yes. I measured.
I ordered.
We both installed. What a disaster.
All the way around. And we're pretty good at do-it-yourself. But obviously, window coverings really call for a pro.
A pro from Budget Blinds.
They're the do-it-for-me people. They bring the store to you, come in and measure, then install it all.
And that style and service for every budget thing they talk about? Turns out it's for real.
Right. Budget Blinds has no surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty. The best in the business.
That's a no-brainer.
And this spring, you could get up to $500 off on Signature Series window coverings.
Save money and your dignity. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
Or go online to budgetblinds.com.
855-BUDGET-BLINDS or budgetblinds.com. Forget do-it-yourself.
Get an expert to do it for you at a price that fits your budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Now let's join Mark Lack at the CEO Roundtable.
I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. And this is our CEO Roundtable segment. So as always, I've got two rockstar entrepreneurs joining us right now. Who are you and what do you do?
I'm Michael Brandt. I'm the co-founder of Nutribox. At Nutribox, we make nootropics, which are cognitive supplements, things that you eat to enhance and improve your mental performance.
Very cool.
I'm Sean Canarum. I'm founder and partner at SidePorch. It's a consulting group working with executive teams to drive positive impact into global operations.
So, question out the gate, and I just kind of told you guys what it's going to be, and that is, well, you've been in business for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. If you could go back and have coffee, tea, lunch with your first year self in business, what's that one thing that you'd want to share with yourself? Looking back.
Yeah, for me, it's got to be patience. I think that you come out of the gate starting a company, you want to do everything, you have all these dreams and things that you want to do and things that make it meaningful, and you want to do it all at once, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that there's a special order of operations. You need to do this and then that and then that, and then kind of bide your time. You don't want to bite off everything in the first 6 months, even first 6 years of running a business, right? Like, Google's been around for a while, and you get the sense from the founders at Google that they're still kind of playing around with, like, these ideas that they had from before they even started Google when they were grad students, and they're still kind of tinkering and playing around. So you can't unpack the box, I think, too quickly. I think you have to be patient, do things in the right order of operation that makes sense, and get through to your dreams.
I think that's fantastic advice. Mm-hmm. Sean's nodding his head in agreement over here, because I feel like as entrepreneurs, just people in general, we struggle with patience. I feel like technology makes things easier and faster, and it's almost conditioning us to have this like impatient kind of impulse of instant gratification. I want it now, I want it now. Yeah. That's why you look at millennials and Gen Z, we want it now.
Yeah. I think that's right, and I think adding to what you said, the patience and then also the proper sequencing is super important. Even though a year ago when I started the company, it was a year ago Saturday. Congrats. I'm not sure that I could have anticipated what the right sequence was, but being aware of that sequence, I think, is a really wise suggestion. For me, I'd add on to this to trust myself. It has been an extraordinary journey to just see how easy it is to lack faith or to have faith and trust really undermined at all times, and a lot of times just by myself. So if I had a chance to talk to myself, it's like, trust yourself. You don't know what's going to happen. It might not work out, But go for it. You think you got a good idea, trust yourself. And the more I've heard that message, I think the better I've been able to be to those, even just those around me.
And that's tough to do in your first year when you don't have references.
It's always tough to do.
I think what you're doing is you're running a business and you're committing to it and you're doing partnerships and agreements and hiring people and building a brand and putting your name on the line. You're kind of signing your future self up for this work, right? Like, I can do a bunch of work today, but I'm not going to get it all done today. As I'm making these agreements, you know, shaking hands and planting these roots, I think that's maybe what can be scary when you're starting a business is you're like, oh, whoa, like, I'm really in this. Like, I can't just go away. Like, I'm committed and here for the long run. And I think that you feel that in a very visceral way that's like, as you're trying to add value today, you're realizing, oh, I'm adding value because people think I have integrity and they expect things from me 6 months, 6 years from now, and I got to stand and deliver. And I think that can be a scary thing for people, having that self-trust, having that sense of integrity with yourself, with your people in your life, I think it's important.
But it's also, you know, a life lesson there that it's a choice you're making to do this. And staying aware of that at all times is really important. And I like how you just said it, that I'm choosing to take on these responsibilities. And every time you make them, you know I'm locking myself in here.
Right.
But also it helps when things get hard. You're not the victim. Like, you chose this life. You know what it means to be an entrepreneur, or you're learning it really quickly. And that choice has always brought with it a lot of power in my mind. If, you know, I'm going to make this happen. I'm the one who chose that. And it's helped maintain that energy throughout this
last year. It's always a crazy thing to make the decision to be an entrepreneur, because you just never know what's going to be ahead. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars, and this is our CEO Roundtable. To give you a recap of the rockstars sitting at our table, who are you and what do you do?
I'm Michael. I'm co-founder of NutriBox.
I'm Sean Kinnear. I'm founder and partner at Side Porch.
Let's talk about habits and rituals real fast. Mm-hmm. You know, it is a habit and a ritual of deciding where to choose your focus. As I was just mentioning, a habit of mine is choosing to wake up, spend the first hour on myself, and then the next 2 to 4 hours on the highest income and impact activities. So that's a habit. That's a ritual. But what is something that you do? A lot of people say exercise and health. So let's skip that one for the sake of repetition. What's a habit or a ritual that you do in your business that helps you be more successful?
Well, something that we do at NutriBox is we fast every week for 36 hours. So on Tuesday, if you're at NutriBox.
Everybody.
Yeah. Well, different people will have different specific regimens. One person will do it for 60 hours. Someone will do, there's different fasting regimens that you can do. Some people choose to do like a daily fast where they have one meal a day. We're extremely cognizant of what different levers can you pull. I know this is kind of diet and exercise touching, but the idea of...
But it's a different version.
Yeah, it's something that not a lot of people have necessarily done. And the reason I say a 36-hour fast, that tends to be like the... kind of, in general, what the most people do, including
before
at our company.
Before you want to kill yourself?
Yeah. Like, it's there's different regimens you can do, but a weekly 36-hour fast on Tuesday, I mean, there's the BBC just came out and did a piece on fasting, featured us, and there's a ton of robust science about it. So, and it's not a thing that a lot of people have heard of exercise or, like, eating healthy in general, and I would encourage people to look up fasting.
But fasting is different.
So why?
Yeah, why
do you do that? Why is that an important part of the
ritual? I guess there's two tiers. One is that it has phenomenal health benefits around longevity, around cognition. It promotes neurogenesis, increases insulin sensitivity. It's got these things that that are phenomenal for your health. And then the second is a little bit more just personal. It just feels very cleansing, very, you just kind of align. Like, I think a lot of times our habits and rituals around food are like we're eating not because we're hungry, but because we're stressed or procrastinating or out of habit. And it's nice to take a day and, like, you have nothing to do besides work on Tuesdays. Like, you have nothing. Go drink some water, complain for a minute about being hungry, but then, like, get back to work, right? There's no snacking. There's no, like, I got to do this. It's this very pure day, and I think that you get to the really heart of some of the questions about why you're doing what you're doing.
For me, you know, along with trying to stay healthy, it's family. And it's the same with my partner, Jema, who it's focus on my two kids and on my wife. Because if it's not good at home, if I'm not being the father and the husband that I want to be, nothing else matters.
That's some powerful stuff, guys. I wish we had more time. I appreciate you guys for coming on the show.
Right on.
I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. This is our CEO Roundtable segment. We're here to connect a community of entrepreneurs. If you want, you can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
BizTalk Radio.